Starts on the 16th of November at 12 o'clock midday, goes all the way through to the 17th of November. It's a 24-hour record, so it goes overnight. It's on watt bikes, which will be in the sports, or which are like exercise bikes, but they record the wattage. And the record is the most electrical energy produced by pedaling on static bicycles for 24 hours, which is a bit of a mouthful. So basically, we need to have as many people ride in as many bikes as we can for 24 hours from 30-minute slots onwards. So you can do 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours. You can do the whole day if you really wanted to. So we just need as many people as possible to sign up, friends, families, of anyone you know, anyone and everyone.
I have to say, I've never heard about this world record before. So what is the current record standing at?
Current record is 72,414 watts, so it's quite high. So we are looking at around about 900 slots filling. That's 30 minute slots. At the moment we've got 122, so we've got a long way to go to get anywhere near to breaking the record. So that's why we need your help. Anyone who's willing to take part, then help please.
And those half hour slots, and how many wattages per person you're hoping they're going to create then?
It's dependent on each person really. The good cyclists are going to produce obviously more than the normal people, but it's what anyone can do. It all tots up in the end, and we want to get somewhere near the record and hopefully break it. So if you don't think you're a brilliant cycler and want to have a go, that's absolutely fine with me.
Every wattage helps on this world record attempt then. So you need well over 900 people. So how can someone get involved? They fancy getting involved with this, even like you say, just a 30-minute slot?
They just need to contact me at the sports centre on either 01252 347 724, or they can email me at mike.barnett, that's Barnett, at aspiredefence, all one word, .co.uk, or they can pop into the sports centre. I'll give them a signing up sheet, and then I'll give them a confirmation with a sponsorship form with that to raise money for children in need, and then we'll allocate a bike slot to whatever they want to do, what time they want to go off.
You really need them to sign up before the start of the event on the 16th of November, but if there's still slots available over those 2 days, people can just turn up and pitch in and say, yeah, I'll do a 30 minutes now.
Yeah, for the Guinness World Records, we need to kind of register everybody that wants to take part, so we're looking at slots at the moment, so allocations. But yeah, on the day, if there's slots available, then you turn up and there's a bike free, then we just need you to fill in a form and you can just hop on the bike. We also need anybody who wants to be a witness, so if you're not keen on riding and want to just come and help in some way, we need 12 witnesses just to verify the recordings throughout the whole challenge, so 4 hours at a time, and just checking off everyone's doing the right distances and wattage coming out the bikes.
I should say, it's all raising funds for children needs, so a bit of fun as well as attempting the world record attempt. So just remind us the timings, the dates of the world record attempt, so people can start signing up.
Yeah, it's 12 o'clock on the 16th of November lunchtime, all the way through overnight to 12 o'clock on the 17th of November. It's raising money for children in need. We will have some add-ons in there as well, so massaging, free massaging, and a DJ in there, so hopefully it'll be a good atmosphere for anyone that comes down.